Hello, I'm Andrew Tark and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. When it comes to Winter Olympic Games, much is made of the architecture and planning legacy for hosts when they fork out many billions on infrastructure that might never be used again. With Civil War destroying much of what was built for the 1984 Sarajevo Games, scarcely a decade after they took place, this city's Olympic legacy is a particularly poignant one. Monocle's David Pleasant reflects on the design achievements that were lost and the many that survive today.
Between Europe and the Middle East, now people come from all points of the compass to Sarajevo for the Winter Olympics.
For children of the early 1980s, fully conscious memories of the Sarajevo 1984 Winter Olympic Games will be very faint. It is what came in the decade after that alpine sports jamboree in what was then Yugoslavia that has stuck in the global consciousness. The images of burnt-out, war-ravaged venues such as the Zetra ice rink where British ice skaters Torval and Dean won their famous gold medal were simply shocking.
But they're standing and they're applauding that dramatic, that really dramatic performance by Jane Torval and Christopher Dean.
Sarajevo 84 is something of a symbol of how a city can, in a short space of time, fall from the position of praised host to tragic victim of inter-ethnic fighting. But it would be a mistake to think that a representation of this sad chapter is Sarajevo 84's only legacy. These were the first Winter Games to be held in a socialist state, and only the second Olympic city after Moscow in 1980 to be in one. Taking advantage of Yugoslavia's non-aligned position between the Eastern Bloc and Western Europe, the 1984 Winter Games could profit from a design know-how and generous budgets that had rarely been seen before in sporting events. Vučko the Wolf, the all-important Olympic mascot and creation of Slovenian painter Jože Trubec and Croatian animator Nedeljko Dragic, with his bushy tail and comic expressions, can be seen as a clever branding device. Vučko is still held with much affection by Sarajevans today. This furry friend, together with the game's distinctive snowflake logo, would give subsequent Winter Olympic designers a run for their money when it came to clarity and immediately affable identity. It is not only in terms of branding and graphics that Sarajevo 84 should be revisited as a masterfully executed Olympic Games. State-of-the-art facilities that were remarked upon then still, just about, hold up to the test of time today. On Mount Trebević, just outside the Bosnian capital, the bobsleigh and luge track was completed at great cost in 1982 and was reckoned to be the fastest and also one of the safest in the world. The track's main innovation was in its reduced footprint, interweaving the pristine alpine landscape of the mountain, and in its adaptable three-short course or one-long single-course layout. After being the site of much fighting and subsequently being cleared of mines, and of some modest renovations starting in 2014, regional Winter Olympic teams, including those of Slovakia and Poland, have started to come back here for summer training. In terms of world-class hotel architecture to house the thousands of visitors during a major sporting event, Sarajevo should also be noted. Bosnian architect Ivan Strauss was responsible for the iconic yellow brutalist edifice that is the Holiday Inn. Completed in 1983, it would become a symbol of the city's resistance during the 1992 to 1996 siege, but should also be admired for the scale of its lobby, with its uniquely postmodernist Bosnian features. Strauss went on to design Sarajevo's twin Eunice Towers before realising the masterful Museum of Aviation in Belgrade in 1989. Up in the mountains is another 1980s hotel gem, The Hotel Igman by fellow Bosnian architect Ahmen Djuvic, demonstrating a dramatic response to the surrounding mountain topography. In 2014, Jane Torval and Christopher Dean were invited to Sarajevo to don their skates once more and perform their routine to Ravel's Bolero. The occasion was to mark 30 years since the city sparkled with Olympic attention, a nostalgia for better times, perhaps. But February 2019 sees Sarajevo, with East Sarajevo, the Serbian side of this now divided city, jointly host the European Youth Olympic Winter Festival. Indeed, talk and even a bid, the last was in 2010, to host the Winter Games again, never seems far from the imagination of many Sarajevans. Olympic legacy, it seems, is about much more than bricks and mortar. Although there can be no harm in remembering a modern, rather remarkable Sarajevo that once was too.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to David Pleasant for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.